The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff One Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to, well, so we typically call this Women Around the World. And honestly, I've been thinking about this for a minute, but we have come upon a hiccup. We need to go beyond these restricting terms. We are definitely talking about female identifying people, including trans, femme, and of course, we're also talking about non-binary and intersex people. So we need to change this term. I think we need to change our names because I love women around the world as the, like, yes, we're talking about the marginalized people around the world. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Activists, femmes, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But as catchy as that is, it's not inclusive, and we want to do better on that way. So we need to think of something better. And you're pretty good at titles. To be fair, we kind of struggled with this one to begin with.
We did.
Because that was a topic of conversation of, like, how do we do this and make sure we're inclusive?
Yeah, and I think that's been an issue we've run into in several of our episodes, in our kind of mini-series, and even in the name of the show. So it is... We're trying to get better. I think a lot of us are trying to find the best terms to be inclusive, and it's ongoing. And it's up for debate because people have different opinions. But yes, it is important to us, and it is something that we would love to hear input on.
Right. So if you have some suggestions or some ideas, catchy phrases, I think we've been around this series, mini series, the sub series, however you want to state it, has been around long enough to understand for the regular listeners what this is about. So if you have any ideas or suggestions, please let us know. We love it. We need it. Our brains are fried.
Our brains are fried. We have a lot going on right now, but I'm just generally fried.
But for today, we do want to celebrate Hiker Cho, who is a Taiwanese activist that's been advocating for the rights and the visibility of intersex people in their community. And if you go and look through any of their biographies or any of their interviews, they do say the S/HE, so to include both sex, and keeping out of the binary levels. So we're going to just refer to them as they, because we want to be respectful. So please be respectful. I don't know why I did that.
That was a dark laugh, Samantha.
It's true.
Be the Joker
my
in
brain
another
is fried.
Reboot.
Can we talk about my brain is fried?
Yeah. She has a good reason for her brain to be fried. All right. So, born with two reproductive organs in 1966, Cho didn't completely understand the biology of their bodies and were taught to feel ashamed and even said they had written in their diary, "I feel like a monster." They spoke about how they were able to go back and look at their medical files, which stated they had their enlarged clitoris removed at the age of 6 without understanding what was happening and how it would affect them. They talked about how their parents were helpless and didn't know what to do and felt shame as well.
Yes, they talk a lot about trying to discover who they were. And when we talk about the fact that they didn't know, we're talking about they weren't able to give consent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't until age 42 they started to figure out their identity. They stated in an Amnesty International interview conducted in 2018, after discovering the medical records, they, quote, "Googled my condition and gradually learned that I was born a healthy baby, except that I had 2 sets of reproductive organs." And it was that same year that they watched XXY, a 2007 Argentinian film following a 15-year-old intersex person that received critical acclaim and explored the main character's discovery of their identity, even if it didn't meet social norms. It was at this time Cho learned the term intersex.
Right. And according to the AmericanProgress.org site, the term intersex is, quote, "an umbrella term used to describe people born with sex traits that do not fit binary medical definitions of male or female sexual or reproductive anatomy. Intersex populations are born within these differences in sex traits or may develop them during childhood. Human sex development is naturally diverse with many variations possible in genitalia, hormones, internal anatomy, and or chromosomes. It is estimated that up to 1.7% of the population has an intersex trait and that approximately 0.5% of people have clinically identifiable sexual or reproductive variations." And according to this organization, oftentimes intersex individuals are given medical treatment without consent and are often unnecessary, which can be considered a violation of human rights, as in fact, the HRC are saying this is a violation of human rights. They state, quote, "Mistreatment of intersex individuals begins early in life, with intersex infants and children commonly subjected to non-consensual medical unnecessary interventions to alter natural variations in genital appearance or reproductive anatomy with the aim of conforming their bodies to binary sex stereotypes. These procedures on intersex infants and children, such as clitoral reductions and sterilizing gonadectomies, are often justified by discriminatory attitudes about healthy variations in sex characteristics." And they continue on, writing that these types of medical procedures are typically harmful to the individuals. They say, quote, "they have high complication rates and lifelong consequences such as infertility, reduced sexual function, and other physical and mental health impacts. These outcomes contribute to the high physical and mental health disparities that intersex populations experience." In a 2018 study, for example, 43% of adult intersex respondents reported their physical health as fair or poor, and 53% reported the same of their mental health.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
And Cho talks about feeling these consequences growing up and being confused about their bodies and how they fit into society. It was after the discovery of their past, they started the organization, Organization Intersex International, or OII Chinese, in 2008. And according to their statement, OII Chinese was, quote, established in 2008 to provide Chinese-speaking intersex people information created by intersex people and to bring intersex people together for peer support, end quote. Provide support for Chinese-speaking intersex people through an online group, especially with the pandemic and its impact on mental health. The organization advocates for intersex individuals seeking to bring awareness of intersex people and educating others, as well as intersex people who had not been able to get the information or know that there were organizations for the intersex community. They also advocate on a governmental level, seeking to lobby for the rights of the intersex community and pushing to, quote, end normalizing surgeries on intersex children and to get governmental recognition of intersex as gender. Cho is passionate about educating people about intersex folks. They said in the Amnesty International interview, quote, there needs to be more education for the general public, letting them know that intersex people are common and not rare. They shouldn't discriminate against us and see us as shameful. Why should we and our parents have to bear the consequence of society's prejudice? And it goes deeper about educating and supporting parents of intersex people, quote, it is really important to support our parents. My parents have felt sad, guilty, and sorry towards me most of their lives. I had no idea why my body is a painful matter for my parents. My birth brought them so much pain. Now I know intersex is a biologically natural variation. I hope parents understand that intersex babies are natural. Their intersex traits are not a disease and don't need unnecessary treatment. Parents don't need to feel sad about it.
Right. And they do talk about the fact that they are close with their parents now and have a better bond, but it definitely took a minute to get there. And Cho has become a speaker and public figure for the advocacy of the intersex community with their first public event as an intersex person at the 2010 Taiwanese Pride, where they started the Free Hugs with Intersex. And it was a really cute shirt they were wearing. They stated of their mission, I'm changing Taiwan's impression of intersex people and encouraging everyone to question if it is appropriate to operate on intersex babies without letting them have the choice. It also helps as Taiwan's gender movement is now relatively mature and the society has more tolerance toward gender diversity. Love is all I'm trying to convey from my movement. Intersex people are also people. We love, we need to love, and we desire to be loved. It's the meaning of my Chinese name, Love Grass on a Hill. My parents have been loving me wholeheartedly and have helped me achieve what I have achieved today. And Cho has not stopped in their advocacy. They co-founded Intersex Asia, which is a pan-Asian organization that works, quote, for / with intersex activist organizations and communities in Asia. The network aims to be a leading and sustainable intersex human rights advocacy organization in Asia. The organization is based out of Taiwan, but has spanned across the continent, and in 2018 established the first Asian Intersex Forum in Bangkok, Thailand, and it included people from Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, Myanmar, Nepal, Pakistan, the Philippines, Taiwan, Thailand, and Vietnam, and appointed Prashant Singh, an Indian human rights lawyer, as the organization's coordinator. So pretty big step. Intersex Asia works to provide advocacy through getting representation in the community and government, promote the protection of intersex people in Asia, and protect their basic human rights, including bodily integrity, autonomy, and consent and self-determination. The key issues the organization brings up, quote, discrimination, violence, and killings of intersex people by a number of cultural, religious, traditional, and medical beliefs and practices.
Cho also became the first intersex activist elected to the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association, or the ILGA board, as the co-chair in 2015 and is currently a part of the organization as a representative of the Intersex Steering Committee for Asia, and also is currently a member of the advisory board for the Intersex Human Rights Fund at Australia Foundation, which is also involved with the OII Chinese and Intersex Asia organization. Cho has been celebrated since they're publicly sharing their story and was awarded by APCOM, an Asian and Pacific nonprofit working to improve the health and rights of the gay community, with the 2020 Community Hero Award for their work improving the, quote, LGBTI people in any capacity in specific countries in Asia and the Pacific or across the region more broadly. While accepting the prestigious award, they said, "We are determined to build intersex communities in each Asian country and support intersex people to speak for themselves to defend their human rights. We believe one day we will have a community that includes intersex people from every Asian country. For me, the community always goes first. Without community, no community hero. This honor definitely goes for intersex community. I believe this honor will help me raise more intersex awareness in Asia and incubate more community heroes in the future."
We love to see it. Building up more heroes.
Oh, that's so lovely. That's so well put. It's fantastic. As always, can't wait to see what Cho continues to do. And also, as always, listeners, if there's someone you think we should focus on in these segments, please let us know. Our email is stephanie@momstuff.iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @momstuffpodcast or on Instagram @stuffonevertoldyou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.